Harry did not know this, and would not know this until Mrs. Granger mentioned it casually over a Christmas dinner, years and years later. But she and Mr. Granger reported the Dursleys for child abuse and neglect, over and over. The reports got lost, minds scrubbed down, papers vanished, but they kept calling in reports. They considered kidnapping. They couldn't imagine why the wizarding world might want to keep their chosen one somewhere so toxic. Why they might want to keep this underfed child and his messy hair with those people. "My mother left me a blood protection spell," said Harry, whose scar had not ached in years. He poked at his mashed potatoes under the focused attention. Under the focused attention of Mrs. Granger's stern little forehead wrinkle. "I had to live with family, blood family." Then they should have made them treat you right," Miss Granger said, as though it was that simple. Mr. Granger gave Harry another helping of peas. On the steps of Hogwarts, Draco Malfoy thrust out his hand to the boy who lived, who surveyed the open palm with amusement. "Thanks," said Harry, "but I think I can tell the wrong sort for myself." The red-headed, freckly, hand-me-down clothes boy, Malfoy... The red-headed, freckly, hand-me-down clothes boy Malfoy had been bothering snorted. Harry slipped his hands into his pockets. "You're the kid with the rat from the train," Hermione said, "and the spell that didn't work." "It was a cool rhyme anyway, though," Harry said. "Hi, I'm Harry. This is Hermione." Yeah, she said then. "I'm Ron. Ron Weasley." Harry said, rolling his eyes Malfoy's direction. "Come on, you want to stand with us? Hermione will tell you about the ceiling." "It's enchanted," said Hermione. When Hermione founded Spew, Harry was not surprised. He had spent too many schoolyard days escorting spiders to safe spaces, keeping vigil over fallen birds' nests, and watching Hermione stand up on her desk chair in heated, pitched verbal battles with teachers. She'd driven at least two teachers to tears and taught most of them at least a few new vocabulary words.